Hello, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Garden's Tip of the Week podcast. Now, if you've been listening to the entire series so far and applied what you've learned, there's no doubt that at some point during the growing season, many of your plants are going to become so large they'll overtake other plants in your garden. So congratulations on that. But you really don't want to let your garden get to that point when they're overcrowding other plants. But if they are, now's the time to do something about it for several reasons. First of all, a crowded garden is actually less productive. Now, to be clear, I'm all for getting the most out of the growing space that you do have, but there's something to be said for giving plants some breathing room too. Just like you and I feel more comfortable when we have a little space around us and the next person, plants are the same way. Since all food crops do best with plenty of sunlight and air circulation, a crowded garden denies all plants, especially the smaller underplanted crops, from getting the resources they need to stay productive. By mid to late summer, it's important to stay proactive with thinning your garden of dead and dying leaves or even plants that have managed to grow into each other. In fact, it's one of the most important things you can do to keep your garden healthy and productive as the season wanes. And although all plants have a life cycle, it can be shortened or extended based on how healthy they are. And late in the season, much of the plant's energy is spent along with the nutrients in the soil. So any additional stress on the plant at this point, like stretching for sunlight, can hasten its decline. Now, does that mean that you have to rip out some of the less productive plants to make room for others? Well, it could, but hopefully you've done that a long time ago, actually at the seedling stage, when you've paid attention to the plant tag that provided spacing suggestions. I know it seems strange early on to leave so much space between plants, but by now, we see why we needed to do that. So if our garden is overly crowded, now's the time to get ruthless. At a minimum, cut away the spent foliage on all plants or pull out and eliminate the plants that are in decline, especially if their productive days are over. And the sooner you do it, the better, because weaker plants are more susceptible to diseases which can spread to other plants or overwinter in your garden, only to show up next season. By removing them at the first signs, you reduce the chances of that happening. And finally, here's something you can do to increase your chances of being a more successful gardener. Check out all 26 of these Burpee Home Gardens Tip of the Week podcast. From planting to harvest, each episode is created to guide you every step of the way in your gardening journey. And you can subscribe for free in iTunes or listen online at burpeehomegardens.com, where you'll also find lots of other ideas and inspiration too. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens Tip of the Week podcast.